I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. I have a full studio here this morning on Face Connecticut, and we are joined with three people who are from the Newington Children's Theater Company. We're going to be talking about Pinkalicious, the musical, and I would like to go around the room and just introduce everybody. We are with Teresa Martins. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good morning. We are with Claire Van Cott.
Good morning.
And Claire is the executive and artistic director at the theater as well. And Chris Francis, who's been on our station many a time before, and he's back with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Morgan. Thanks for having us.
Happy to have you. Now, this is something really special happening at the Newington Children's Theater Company, Pinkalicious the Musical. But before we can get into what that's all about and why it's so special, I just would like maybe Chris to give me an idea. What is the Newington Children's Theater Company all about?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Morgan. Newington Children's Theater Company, or NCTC, is Connecticut's longest-running nonprofit children's theater. We've been around since 1963. This is the close of our 62nd season, and we have children and families participating from all throughout Connecticut. I think we had almost three dozen towns represented this season, Claire, and several hundred children have come through the program over the course of a typical year for us. And last season, we had like 7,000 audience members, and I'm sure we're going to surpass that by the time we do the final tallies this year, right, Claire?
For sure.
That's absolutely incredible. Claire, what are your thoughts on this season in particular of the Newington Children's Theater Company and all of the 62 seasons that you guys have put on? And I mean, that's a lot. That's a big accomplishment.
It is a huge accomplishment, and we've been super fortunate this year to have an incredible growth in participation. You know, rewind a couple years for during COVID, we didn't think it was even possible to be where we are today. So it's been super rewarding to be a part of it.
I remember some of those conversations not long after COVID. I mean, really rebuilding out of the pandemic. You guys had to get creative there. That was a challenge.
Yeah, we were closed for about a week, and then we pivoted to all online programming, and that sustained us until I think it was the summer of 2020.
We did the talent show the summer 2020, but I think we reopened
2021 with Moana yep. Jr., and that was our first indoor show that we had since closing with COVID.
Would you say that we're back to resembling what it was before the pandemic, or maybe you guys have even made improvements after the pandemic?
Morgan, that's right. We have surpassed where we were prior to the pandemic.
How so?
With the amount of participation, the amount of programs offered, the amount of audience members, the amount of sponsors, everything has increased since then.
Absolutely amazing. Now, I'd like to bring on Teresa Martins, but I also have to mention that this is a big focus on our conversation this morning on Pinkalicious, the musical. And there's something special behind what that's all about and how it's being offered through the Newington Children's Theater Company. And so I wanted to bring on Teresa into the conversation. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you so much, Morgan. Happy to be here.
Now, I know that this is very near and dear to your heart. Maybe someone, and Teresa, if you'd like, you could take the question, why is it so important what you guys are doing this year with Pinkalicious the Musical?
So my daughter Reagan was 12 when she passed away this summer, past summer, August 9th. And it was unexpected, and it shook us to the core. We forever will be grieving for this beautiful, kind, sweet, funny, amazing daughter that we have still in our hearts, but no longer with us on earth. And with her passing, my husband and I knew that we had to do something to honor her. And so within a day or two, I contacted Claire. Reagan loved Newington Children's Theater Company. She was a member since about age five. She was part of the little cast in many shows, and then eventually went up to the big cast, and then even was helping with some of the littles and the younger programs, being like a mentor and helping out. She had performed, her first performance was Frog and Toad at age five, and she had just performed in June Lion King before she passed away. So we wanted to continue to give in her name and what she would love to do for other children, because that's just who she was, in a scholarship that would allow other children like her to participate in theater for a reduced or free, a free cost, so that they were able to participate in something that she loved to do in her name.
So we have the Reagan Martins Memorial Scholarship Fund at the Newington Children's Theater Company. That's the name of it, correct?
Correct.
Chris?
And Morgan, the outpouring of support from the community was overwhelming. We were able to open this program up to, what was it, 44 kids are doing this program?
48 children.
48 children are doing this, all of them with no registration fee. And the idea is all the proceeds from the performance that we'll talk about in a couple minutes are going to go back into that fund. And the idea is that we'll be able to do a show for Reagan every year.
Normally, those
memory live on.
Those registration fees, could you talk about what goes into that and how this is obviously covering that? Because there's an expense to be had there, Claire.
Sure. Putting on a production is quite expensive. From the, obtaining the rights and royalties to a production, to paying the staff, to renting a space, to costumes, props, sets. It's quite an expensive endeavor. So we do charge a participation fee depending upon what the program is and what all of those expenses come out to be for that program. So this opportunity allows kids who potentially can't afford to do that still the opportunity to perform and be a part of something like NCTC.
And so this fund is relatively new. It already has helped a number of kids. So obviously the goal is to grow it from here. And Teresa and Claire in particular, how are you guys looking to grow the fund? Obviously we have Pinkalicious the Musical. We'll talk about that. But what are some of the goals that you're setting at this early point in time to make sure that this will continue on?
So we are pretty cognizant of our expenses in this first show because we want to be able to do it regardless next year. And as Chris has stated, all proceeds raised from there's four performances, all proceeds raised will go back in directly back into the fund once expenses are recouped. And the initial outpour of support has already ensured there will be another show next year. So we want to make sure that this happens every year without thought, and at least 48 children can participate free of charge.
Very nice, very nice. Let's talk about Pinkalicious the Musical, and I just love to say Pinkalicious. If you can't tell, it's just kind of fun to say. And my understanding here is that Reagan just loved pink. Is that correct?
That was her favorite color. And you know, speaking about the outpouring from the community. When she passed away, the town lit up pink. There are still lights burning pink in houses. Our whole neighborhood is still pink. So when discovering that Pinkalicious was the choice for the show this year, it just seemed so fitting for that to be the choice for her.
What's Pinkalicious all about? Obviously about the color pink, and your daughter loved the color pink. So I mean, that's stating the obvious, but tell me a little bit about the plot and what this is all about.
So Morgan, this is actually based on a well-known children's series, Pinkalicious, of the same name. And it is written by Victoria and Catherine Kahn. And it's about a little girl who loves pink. She's infatuated with pink. She eats too many pink cupcakes that she turns pink. So she has to kind of figure out this pink dilemma. She loves it, but she realizes she can't go on living pink the rest of her life. So she goes to the doctor, and I'm not going to give it away, but but the doctor prescribes something for her to do. And with the help of her friends and her family, maybe her pink pandemic is is realized. I'm not sure. I don't want to give too much away.
How are you guys making this work for the theater? Obviously, you need a lot of the color pink, but how do you convey all of this to the audience?
It's just like every other production. We come up with a concept and an idea, and obviously it's fluid, so it changes over time. But we work for months to try to realize that vision.
And there are 48 children ages 5 to 15
correct.
In Pinkalicious this
That's
year?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And where will these performances be happening?
The performances will take place at John Wallace Middle School, which is located at 71 Halloran Drive in Newington.
And tell me about the dates and the times.
Sure. June 6th, Friday at 7 p.m. June 7th is a Saturday. We have a 3:30 performance and a 7:30 performance. And Sunday, June 8th, will be closing at 3 p.m.
Now, we will go over that information again for people and also tell them how they can get their advance tickets. But, Claire, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Pinkalicious, the musical. You know, if somebody's 5 years old or 6 years old participating in this, obviously there's a learning curve for them and a nice learning curve for them. So how do you guys teach them the basics of acting, working with a set or working on a set? Singing, dancing, whatever's involved. I mean, it's a musical, so obviously they've got to have some musical knowledge and learn about the mechanics of a play. So how do they learn that, especially at that younger age?
Sure. So we actually break down the age groups. So there's a special age group for ages 5 to 7. And we focus on just what they do in the play for the first 3 rehearsals that they attend. And then they are integrated in with the older cast. And then the older cast was also separated by role. So if they were, if they had a significant speaking role, they had more rehearsal time. And then we're kind of, it's just like a puzzle. Well, you know, each part of the puzzle has its own place. And then we're going to start fitting those together this week and next week.
Teresa, you had mentioned that your daughter started at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she was a young one when she started. And worked her way up through the ranks, so to speak. Could you talk about that process, how it was for her?
Well, she enjoyed every minute in NCTC. And so the process was that she would be part of the little cast, and it met frequently, like every Saturday. It depended on whatever was offered. So it could have been a Tuesday, a Thursday, whatever the schedule would allow. So the practices weren't as frequent. As she became into the bigger cast, practices were, you know, minimum of twice a week, couple hours at a clip, and then they always had the tech rehearsal, so there was even more practice, which incorporated a lot of the drama aspects, but also a lot of camaraderie and activities and team building activities that they did within the actual community of NCTC alone, working on different skills individually and as a group. And then as she, just this past spring, she was helping with a younger cast who was doing an in-performance, I believe, and she would help them along mentoring the littles to make sure that they were, like, standing in the right place, that they were remembering their lines, knowing when they were supposed to go on to stage, and helping with the main performance so they could make their parents and family proud like she did as well.
There are, of course, the group rehearsals and practices. But a lot of this work, I would imagine, I mean, I don't have a child, but I'm just coming up with the conclusion here that they have to work on this a lot at home, too.
They do. Reagan would go to bed with her script, so to speak, and practice it and, you know, sing along with the video clips that were shared in the Google Classroom, which was the platform that was used for communication. In fact, her 4 siblings are in Pinkalicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her brother Declan is in the 5 to 7, so he'll be coming on Saturday. Yeah. You know, it's a couple Saturdays where he gets to rehearse, and his older sisters are actually helping volunteer to mentor those young kiddos and him. And then I have Reagan's 3 other sisters. One is 15, one is 10, and one is 7. They are also in the show, and they have loved it. One of my children has, the 7-year-old has been in 1 other performance already and knew how fun it was, but to be honest, to see how much they love going, how excited they are. The first moment that they went to rehearsal, one of my daughters, my 10-year-old, said, I can see why Reagan loved this so much. Oh. This was so much fun. And they're enjoying it. They look forward to going to practice in the rehearsal, and they're really looking forward to making their sister proud in her honor.
Absolutely incredible. I'm Morgan Cunningham. If you're just joining us on Face Connecticut this morning on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC, we do have a full studio, full house this morning. Teresa Martin, who you heard as Reagan's mom, Claire Van Cott, executive and artistic director at the Newington Children's Theater Company, and Chris Francis as well. Chris, you have been involved in this theater for how long now?
Well, first, not as long as Claire.
Okay. Because I know that you guys have been there for a long time, yourself included, Chris.
I joined the board in 2018. My daughter started participating in NCTC in 2014.
Okay.
So I've been involved to some level for more than 10 years now.
So you have obviously watched many of these performances, plays, musicals in this case, come to fruition. Could you comment about the process, all of the work that goes into it from your seat and watching these come to life?
Well, if it's going to go from my perspective, then I will have to say, sorry to embarrass you, Claire, but I just sit in awe of everything Claire is able to accomplish to make these happen. Mm-hmm. I oftentimes do the sound for the bigger musicals, so I will be there for the dress rehearsals, and that's like my first exposure to the group. I mean, I've recognized a lot of faces over the years, but it's like my first time seeing it all kind of come together. And it's just as remarkable, Claire, what you're able to accomplish to even get to that point. And then the improvement just from that first tech rehearsal to opening night it's indescribable how much, I don't know, something clicks and they just get it. And it really is amazing. But we've had shows, with Descendants, we had like, 170 different kids and like six different casts or something. She remembers everybody's name. I don't know how you do it, but it's just a lot. And it just, I mean, I have the easy part. Like I get to come in and turn the kids' mics up when they have their speaking and their song. But just to watch how Claire puts it all together and all the things that go into it. And we have a couple of volunteers. We have one specific volunteer, Mick, who has been who's helped us out the last couple of years with set design and just bringing the visual element of our performances to a whole new level. There is so much that goes into it. And I think a lot of the parents and even the kids who have some level of awareness, I think they realize that. And then when they're no longer in the program, my daughter being an example, that looking back is like, that is pretty incredible what they were able to do and what she was able to be a part of.
I like how you mentioned the click. How do you know when that click has happened, when they're ready and you say to yourself, okay, we're good for Pinkalicious, the musical, or whatever it is you guys are doing?
Well, unfortunately, there's no like, okay, by this date, this time, everything's going to be aligned. And there's many a times we leave a rehearsal, we're like, well, you know what, we'll see what happens. And honestly, as long as during the rehearsal process, we really focus on the rehearsal process. And if it is a positive experience during rehearsal, the performance, whatever happens on that stage, is going to be great. I think the kid, they progress at different levels. Sometimes they meet in the middle, sometimes they don't. But the one thing that has always been amazing is that everybody helps each other out. Everybody is so supportive and inclusive. And I particularly remember one time there was a kid on stage just floundering, just during a performance. And I looked backstage, I could see somebody, and it was another cast member just trying to get that child to breathe. Just breathe, just breathe, you could do this. And just giving these positive words of encouragement, and the kid did get through it. And then came off stage and hugged this other kid. It was just so emotional, just because it was just so wonderful to see that. Like nobody asked that other child to stand backstage and just kind of like, you got this, you can do this. Yeah, you know, they took it upon themselves to do that. And that kind of brings me back to Reagan, because Reagan was always that person. Reagan was always, she always made sure that if somebody was by themselves, she would go sit with them. She would always make sure, especially when she was helping out with
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The younger kids, that everybody was participating in the game and that everybody was supposed to be where they were. And it just, it's a true testament to you and your upbringing and you raising your children that way. And it has just had such a positive impact on the organization as a whole.
We've been talking this morning on Face Connecticut about the Newington Children's Theater Company and their upcoming performance of Pinkalicious the Musical. Again, Claire, if people want to get involved in this and they want to get a ticket, they want to see the show, what's the information that they need to know?
Sure. Go to our website at nctcarts.org. And right on the homepage, there is a button for Pinkalicious tickets. There will also be tickets available at the door, but we do encourage presale.
And again, talk a little bit about what the proceeds are going to.
So the proceeds will go back into the Reagan Martins Memorial Scholarship Fund. So for seasons to come, we'll be able to offer free participation to kids from Newington and the surrounding towns.
Is this something that you're thinking will happen every year, or something to benefit the fund?
Every year that I'm part of the organization, we will make sure that there is something to honor Reagan.
Anything else people ought to know about this, Claire?
Just that it has been an extremely rewarding experience because, as you can imagine, we have children who participating in Pinkalicious in particular that have done theater before, and then we have a slew of kids who haven't. And just watching that dynamic through the rehearsal process has been extremely rewarding and reminding me why I have gone into this line of work.
And Chris Francis has been with us this morning as well. Chris, any final thoughts from you?
Well, thanks, Morgan. One of the things I'm looking forward to the most is seeing that dynamic. Like, part of the whole objective here is to bring kids in who might not otherwise have found their way to NCTC, right? And thanks to the generosity of Reagan's family and the community support of that fund, we're opening the door to children who might not have ever been a part of it. So we're hoping to have a lot of, like, kids with first-time experiences think of the program and remember it the way that Reagan did. And that's one of the things that I think is really most rewarding about doing this particular production. And I just want to make sure people know the dates are June 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at John Wallace Middle School. And if you come to support the show, come to see Pinkalicious, that's great, but come to support what it is that it represents, which is inclusiveness, a fantastic family-friendly community program where kids can be a part of something bigger than themselves. For kids who aren't athletes, it's a great team sport. It's just a great way for the community to come together and rally around, you know, this family and the generosity of the community and really just perpetuate that and be able to continue that in the years to come in Reagan's honor.
Finally, Teresa Martins, who is Reagan's mom, I appreciate your coming to the studio this morning, sharing the story, talking about the fund, Pinkalicious, which I know we all love to say. Do you have, Teresa, any final thoughts to share?
Well, I was asked by Claire at the first rehearsal to speak to the parents. They have a parent meeting just to lay out expectations of what's to, and you know, to tell a little bit more about the program itself. And I remember Chris saying to everyone, and to me specifically, I hope we make you proud with this performance. And there are no words to describe what this program did for my daughter and what this program in the community has done for our family. The pink lights that were lit before every show, the entire season being dedicated, the wonderful things that you have written about my daughter, posted about her, and promoted, and I know that she has this presence in NCTC and always will. And we're just so grateful that we've had this ability to continue the love of theater and, like you said, that inclusiveness, belonging, and kindness with other children. And so we are proud. And I know she's proud to be honored in such a way and being able to carry it forward and continue her legacy of love, kindness, and her love for theater.
Teresa, thank you. And Claire and Chris, thank you guys as well for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.